Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Despite what their moms told them, they just aren't talented enough for radio. Unfortunately, anyone can have a show these days. Sean.
Well, I'm pretty hard to figure out sometimes. In fact, I can't even figure myself out sometimes, so don't you try to.
Joe.
You're an idiot. And really, I'm a disloyal person.
This is the Cuse Militia. Those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
It's the most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
Welcome, orange men and ladies. Happy Wednesday. This is the Cuse Militia with Sean and Joe at Cuse Militia on the socials. Go there. Join the militia. Rate, review, subscribe, especially if you listen on Apple iTunes podcast. We appreciate that and all those who have done so already. The Orange answer a 20-point loss with a 26-point win over Miami, improving to 8-4 and 2-3 in the ACC. You'll hear from us. We'll hear from you and fan feedback. And Syracuse will face another ranked opponent. 16th-ranked Virginia Tech comes into the Hollow Dome this Saturday at noon. By the way, Syracuse moved up in KenPom to 46 and up to 48 in the net after the dominating win over Miami. So, SU, Joe, sucking us back in like they do. Just dangling the carrot in front of our face, and then, don't try to grab it. That's the only thing. So we'll see if they can continue. We'll see what they can muster up. Got two ranked opponents coming up next. Thanks, everybody, for hitting us up on the Facebook Live. That was a lot of fun. It was 2 hours of fun, clownery. Yeah. In shenanigans. So yeah, we appreciate everybody showing up. Joe finally.
Absolutely.
No show Joe was finally show Joe. Faux show. All right.
I'm glad you crack yourself up, buddy.
I mean, I do. I crack myself up. All right, let's get after it. Let's listen to what Coach had to say after the dominating win over Miami.
Obviously we made some shots tonight. Joe got going early. Kadari coming in and Jesse coming in. Kadari made two steals right away and got the ball to Joe. He made two big shots to get us. It was 11-2. After that, it was like 50-20, something like that. But Kadari made the defensive plays. And then, with Marek getting in foul trouble, Jesse was monstrous for us. He did a great job in the middle. He still got a long way to go, but he rebounded it, was a presence out there. But, he was big. But Joe was really good, and then Buddy got going at the end of the half and kept it going. And, Q's been steady all year. I thought he made some good passes tonight out of the trouble when they came to get him. Well, Allen's been working him really hard extra to get his conditioning up. When you don't play, it's hard. You lose some of that conditioning. But Allen's been really working with him and doing extra work, getting him up and down the court. And I think it showed. I think he got up and down better. He's a really young player. He's got a good frame. He's got good legs, lower body strength. We've got to continue to work in the weight room. He's got to get stronger. But he has a good feel for the game. He can catch the ball and make shots. But he's just got to keep working hard. I think he has potential, though, to get a lot better. I think Buddy's just starting to get his rhythm back a little bit from all the time out and having the COVID, the whole thing. I think he's getting it back. Both Joe and Buddy were out with it. So they were out. They were sick and they were out. So that takes – people forget. Everybody knows this happens and knows that they were, but then they expect them to come back and play like nothing ever happened. And it just doesn't work that way. The reason Allen was out for so long is he's stopping the ball and he's dribbling and shooting step backs. And we need more movement on offense. That's what's good for our team. And when we move the ball and move people, we end up getting better shots. And that's what we have to do to be successful. It's positioning, too. I mean, you know, he didn't play that many minutes and he had four fouls. I mean, he's going to commit fouls because he still isn't moving. You know, he's got to learn positioning and movement and stuff like that. But, again, he gives us another weapon in there. You know, Brahma has not practiced. I don't expect him to practice, but maybe he will be able to at some point. But right now he can't, and so we'll go with what we have now.
All right, the coach montage is brought to us by BetOnline, betonline.net. Now, look, we've still got three football games, NFL games to get to. We can go and bet on those. We got the NBA. We've got hockey. And coming up, we've got NASCAR. Yes, you can bet on NASCAR. NASCAR is coming back in February. Super excited about it. Can't wait. So, look. Online. They're going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coach and props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online, so head over to BetOnline today. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, BetOnline. All right. The good, the bad, the ugly. Of course, the good. First of all, we won. It was another early must win, in my opinion, and we did it comfortably. Buddy and Joe turned it on after combining for 4 for 16 and 0 for 11 from distance and 14 points against Pitt. One game later, they went 17 for 31, a combined 46 points, and that's the kind of backcourt production we're going to need going forward. Kadari, just the difference maker early in this one, as Syracuse went down 11-2. Kadari's got the ability to quickly change tempo and momentum. Came in early, grabbing two steals, totaled 8 assists, 5 steals, and 7 points. And how about Jesse Edwards? Early foul trouble for Mark, let Edwards come in and play some center, finally giving him a little bit longer leash and allowed to play through some of his mistakes. We've talked about how important that is instead of getting yanked in previous seasons for other players. 7 points and 6 rebounds. I'm looking for more of this lineup maybe a little bit as we continue without Sidibe. Syracuse plus 1 on the glass. That's all good. The bad, Dole, 0 for 1. Never got to the line. Put a big old goose egg on the stat sheet. Griffin, 1 for 5 from distance, 2 for 8 from the field with only 5 points. The ugly, I'm happy to say there was nothing notably ugly from the orange. I think that's worth mentioning. But there was for Miami. Isaiah Wong, 3 for 12 from 3, looking like Bricky McBrickface out there. Miami was 4 for 25 overall from distance. A sorry 16%. So, Joe, it was a fun win. It was a much-needed win. Mm-hmm. I think we found something, or was it an anomaly, just part of some of the inconsistency we've seen this year with getting some good play and then, you know, turning around the next game and getting some bad play? Now, I know we got two ranked opponents coming up, and things aren't going to come as easy as they did against Miami, but,
right,
you know, it was promising.
Yeah. Again, you never know with Miami because they came off a great win against Louisville, and then they – welcome back Timberlake and McGusty, who both played over 20 minutes, and they haven't played for a little while. So you never know if that really messed with it, but I think those guys played pretty good off the bench. Realistically, the problems that Miami had coming into the game that we talked about, the fact of them not being great at guarding the three-point shot on defense or making them on offense, and the turnovers – and the free throws, I think you just saw all of that, right? I mean, they shot 16% from three, 69% from free throw. They had 17 turnovers, and we shot 40% from the three-point line. So everything that they don't really do well, they didn't.
They continued to not do well.
Yes, and again, one of their strengths was guarding the two-point, you know, basket, you know, the shots within the arc. And that's one of the things that I think I'm taking away from this, other than the fact of, you know, Boeheim and being able to switch up some of the lineups and be able to take people out when when need be. I think he made some good decisions. But the fact that they're second in the ACC against guarding two-point shots within the arc, and we shot 52.5%.
61% from two, according to KenPom.
Oh, okay. I see that. So they're adding the other. So they're adding the three-point shots. So, yeah. So realistically, when you look at it, I mean, Gerard shot over 50%. Boeheim shot over 50%. Kadari Richmond, 50%. Richmond, 50%. Jesse Edwards shot 50%, 2 for 4 with 3 of 4 from the free throw line. And then you have Quincy Guerrier, who he shot. You take away the three-point shots, he shot 8 of 9 in the twos. I mean, you look at Quincy, this is a guy that's he can score against anybody down there.
Yeah.
So the way that we scored inside the arc is what made me really just kind of optimistic about the season and the fact that Jesse Edwards came in and played the minutes that he did, because obviously you saw that length. They had the rebounds, the rebounding edge, and when we played the big lineup down low of Edwards, Doljai, and Guerrier, you saw the rebounds start to, you know, plateau, and we actually ended up out-rebounding them that one, right? So yeah. Just being able to see these guys come in different lineups and play good, I thought it was positive. And, again, Richmond, I mean, what can you say?
I mean,
8 assists, 5 steals, doing all the little things.
The dude comes in, immediately changes the feel of the game, the momentum, the tempo, everything. Just boom. Yeah. Just,
I mean, he's the player of the game to me.
I know. They, I think
we talked about it. Anybody that listens to the
live, us, yeah, on Facebook,
yeah, the live. I know that there was guys that scored more points, and
Joe, you
know,
had a great game. Yeah,
right. Yeah, they shot great, but we were getting kind of.
It was 11-2.
Handled.
Yeah.
Handled.
It's 11-2. There was some fast break points in there. We weren't hitting anything, and you know, Kadari come in, make a big difference. I was pleasantly surprised by Jesse Edwards, and like I said, coach letting him play through any kind of issues that he might have had. You know, he's a little soft on the grip, you know. We talked about that, and we used to talk about that with like Chukwu, right? We don't want him to bring the ball up, right? And
right,
and you know, he's kind of weak there, but you know, he'll learn that. And like I think coach said, I don't know if it was in the montage, but you know, we need to get him in the weight room and get him stronger, and yeah, you know, all of those things. He's a young kid. He's got a great frame. We mentioned that during the recruiting, and you know, there's just going to be a time where all of those types of things just, you know, that's a time, those things just take time, and everything else, the more minutes he gets, the more experience he gets, Jesse Edwards, yeah, as long as Sidibe's out, it's going to click. We need him to play, in my opinion. We need him to play.
And like we talked about, he played last year, so it's only a matter of time before he can get up to speed and get a little bit of trust. And I think obviously Doljai getting those early fouls, some of them are ticky-tack, whatever, but might have been a blessing in disguise, because it looks to me like Jesse Edwards is kind of just more of a confidence thing. Of course, he's got his, you know, weaknesses, so to speak, but a game like this, you can get confidence and you can kind of hit the ground running. It took a game like this for Barama last year to kind of take it and run with it. So, and it's not like we didn't give the starters chances. I mean, it was 11-2, 7 minutes in.
Yeah.
And again, I think that's kind of another thing about our offense. We scored 83 points. We only scored 2 points the first 7 minutes.
Yeah, and that's a lot of points for
right,
another.
That's a lot of minutes. Right.
So 33 minutes.
So when we move the ball and we take good shots, you can see what can happen and take advantage of the matchups. And overall, obviously, great win and definitely pushes the optimism of this team up. So
yep, cautiously optimistic, as we like to say here. You know, we got some stiff competition that
just
we're
going to
be
game.
Facing. It's just one game. Want to see that consistency, but now it's time to hear from you.
It's time to hear from you, the loud mouths from the Loud House.
All right, you all know what to do at the end of every game. I ask you for your thoughts on the game. Go there, leave them. We'll read some of them. Some of them we'll choose by random. Maybe we'll share them on here. You never know. But we're looking for good stuff. We're looking for good stuff. Some prophecy. Here you go. Jonathan, top fan on Facebook with some prophecy. This is what I said after last game in the comments, and I think Coach must have read this and thought it was a great idea. I'm surprised he didn't think of it sooner. This is what he said. I think, quote, I think they have to switch up the entire game plan. Play Edwards at center and move Marek. You have to change. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over again. That's the definition of insanity, isn't it? Keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect to get different results. So, Jonathan says that in the last game, and here he comes. So, you know, maybe Coach does listen and get on the Facebook page. You never know. Who knows? Gary, on Facebook, if Kadari doesn't get more time, he should transfer. I've never seen a better player benched more. Joe.
Mm.
Now, there's been rumblings of this, and I mean,
he played a half.
Yeah, he played, well, how many minutes did he get? 20 minutes? 23 minutes? No, I'm sorry. 20 minutes. Exactly 20 minutes. And, you know, I don't look for him to start. I don't know, man. So if you get Jesse, no, he's not going to start. I don't think. We'll see. But no, he's not. But you get him in there when you can get him in there, and you know, he's a difference maker. I think his minutes come with success. Just like everybody's. I mean, I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know, but you do worry about a talent like that transferring. Gosh, I hope that's not the case.
That's fans being a little
dramatic.
I don't know. It's, yeah, and I think, again, if he plays like that and you have Joe, you have the option of Joe and Buddy and switching off and having them come in as two guards, or even put Buddy down there at the wing like they did. It was just, again, it was refreshing to see him kind of play with lineups and, you know, take chances instead of just kind of status quo. I don't really care who he starts. He's going to start who probably has been starting. But until Sidibe comes back anyway. But it's not about who starts. It's about the subs, getting people out when you need to. I mean, Griffin just scored 28 points the game before, and we got blown out by Pittsburgh. Came back this game and played 16 minutes.
And scored 5 points.
And he wasn't
points.
In foul trouble. Right.
Yeah.
So, and that's okay, because we have that kind of depth and we have that kind of scoring depth. That's where I keep alluding to. And you saw the defensive effort this time, too. Keep alluding to the fact that Jim's got to get back to the, you know, you play defense, you get benched. And I'm sorry, but a big guy, even Jesse Edwards, with some confidence down there, and then having the 6'9 Guerrier, 6'10 Doljai in the back line. I mean, again, you saw the difference in rebounding, and that's been the difference in our games that we've lost in the ACC. So
yeah, absolutely. Plus one on the boards, and you got Jesse had 6 rebounds, which is phenomenal. And you know, we talked about last night during the game about how much more depth you add when you just stick in one more guy. You pull Jesse Edwards in, and all of a sudden, you have a number of combinations to play with for almost any situation. Yeah. You talk about depth.
It's the same thing we've been talking about if Sidibe played.
Yeah, absolutely, which we haven't gotten to see yet. So, I mean, with any luck, you know, we'll see going forward. Michael on Facebook, not sure what I was watching the first few minutes, but it was great to see Coach finally playing with the lineup more in this one. Richardson. I think he means obviously Richmond on point. Look to free up JG3 and allow him to get his groove back. Nice to see Buddy and Mark drop back to the wings. Edwards looked very improved on defense. Still don't think he should ever touch the ball on offense. Keep it going, Orange. Well, like we said,
he's got to get stronger. Keep the ball higher.
He's got to be
the ball down low. And
yeah, you don't want it down low. You don't want to have to be bringing it up like a basket of fruit. You got to just keep it up and put it up. But to his point on, as I was reading this,
path
I thought of
least
something.
Resistance.
Yes. Joe was phenomenal. And he, you know, getting Joe off of the point. I mean, Joe, you've mentioned this, and there's more comments about it, but it seems to be his best feel, you know?
Yeah, we've been talking about this for a little while.
Yeah, it seems to be his best feel.
He's out of position. He had to do what he had to do last year. And basically, I mean, I think this is kind of – this looks like the plan to me. We got to get Kadari ready so that he can play legit minutes. And he's got to play Buddy and Joe back and forth. And against small teams, maybe you can get away with throwing Buddy at the wing and getting them both in there. But we have enough offense. We have to run our offense through Quincy, and we have to be able to – I mean, we have guys that can make open shots from the three-point line. So – that's what we have to do, and obviously Kadari's he's the guy. It's just more or less consistency and learning, and I just hope that we get there.
And the other thing that I was thinking while I was reading this was when we were talking about putting people in their position, and Michael mentions it here, you know, you got Dolezal back to his position, and right. And he's kind of, you know, he didn't have a great game. So, you know, maybe you can chalk that up to playing out of position for so long.
No, but he does. Yeah, but he does the little things.
He does right? the little I mean, things, he didn't do a whole lot last night, though.
Well, no. I mean, he still played a decent amount of minutes, but I think when you go back and look at it, he played the wing way, way better than a Buddy or a Griffin does.
But he only took one shot too. You know, I don't
worry about the shots. Though.
I understand.
I'm just thinking about the fact that okay, he had 0 points. I get it. He didn't have a lot of rebounds, but what did he do defensively when he was actually on the wing out there? And we had a 7-foot Jesse Edwards with his wingspan plus a Guerrier over on the other side. Like that right there, that's tough. And again, like I said, that's why we won the rebounding battle. And I the way that our team is lined up and the way that we play, if we win the rebounding battle, I'm pretty confident that we're going to win the game.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you saw what we did against North Carolina. The game was still close. We got crushed on the boards. So, Joe P., top fan on Facebook. Great game.
Again.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Great game. Love to see Edwards step up big time. Hopefully earn him some more minutes to get some more depth up front. Would also love to see Kadari, Buddy, JG3 split more minutes. Keep Gerard off the ball a little more. Keep it moving forward. Go Orange. Yep. I mean, look, I think we're going to see more and more of that. You saw Coach, we talked about in the last show about people maybe being a little upset with Coach playing Buddy too much, and we saw Buddy get yanked pretty quickly. So, I mean, he was the one that got the old hook this game, and, you know, I don't think Coach is afraid to pull him if he's not playing well. He's got the options. He's got the depth to do it. I think he's going to do it. Mm-hmm. So, all right, let's see. Alex, Kadari
needs to.
Yeah, obviously. Kadari needs to be the point. His passing is good. His size, his speed, and his defense. Also, his game reminds me of Tyus Battle. Yeah, I mean, a little bit. A little bit. I mean, he's more of a... What would you say, Joe? Kadari. What former player would you compare him to? It's kind of tough, right? He's almost like his own thing, because of what he does on defense. I think he's going to be throughout the years at the end of his career at Syracuse. He's going to be possibly one of the best defensive players we've seen in probably decades. I mean, he's young, he's smart, he's good. So, all right.
Yeah, I mean there's a couple of people with a couple different, like I said, he kind of reminds me a little bit of Tyler Ennis a little bit, but defensively he's a little bit of Kwet Duaney, but at the same time, he really doesn't have the scoring of those guys.
I know, so that's the thing.
Right, now he's kind of his own thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He is kind of his own
thing. I'm all right with that, but you know, as soon as he can get a mid-range, if he can get a solid mid-range jumper, it's going to be tough, and he's only going to make his way out even further. So that's just the type of progression you make from freshman to sophomore. And, you know, how we talked about Quincy, and you said, like, you know, enjoy him while he's here. I wouldn't be surprised we're not having that conversation next year about him.
Yeah, probably without a doubt. All right, we will be back with the rest of fan feedback, and we'll let you know what we think about Virginia Tech after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All right, one more thing, Bet Online. Look, we mentioned it already, football. You got three more games in the NFL. You got NASCAR coming up, and you've got the NBA and hockey. All of these things are available for you at Bet Online. You can get in on all the action there at betonline.net. They're going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coach and props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head over to BetOnline today. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all of the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, BetOnline. All right, we continue here on Facebook with top fan Jesse. This one game that we won by 26, where Joe puts up good numbers, totally makes up for the seven games he shot us, or nearly shot us out of. Despite Kadari going 0-for-1 from the three, he was still effective. Kadari is better facilitator, defender, getting to the line in every other facet of the game than Joe's 34% shooting. Jesse looked good. Quincy always looks great. Yep. I think Quincy had a small little drought, and then he does this, and then he comes back, and all of a sudden he's got 18 points. And you're like, holy cow, where the hell did that come from? And you could almost say the same for Buddy, because Joe was leading all scorers for quite some time. And then and then here comes Buddy. He was hitting that mid-range jumper, Joe, and we were talking during the game last night about how he could just not miss from there. And it's almost like, where is this? Like, we saw it last year because I remember it, but he just continually tries to shoot outside the arc. Not that he shouldn't do that, but he's deadly in there. 15, 18 foot, he's deadly. It's something.
Mm-hmm.
It's something.
Well, that's what I think that's where he has to start.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know, I think this game, it's crazy how you go – what are we, eight, nine, what are we, 11 games in? And, you know, all of a sudden, like, this game, I felt like I learned so much more about this team. Or they showed me so much more than in this one game. It's crazy how that goes. And that game, I mean, it was just, it was a great game to watch. It was a great game to, you know, it was a great win. So, anyways, Robert, seems practice helps good to see Gerard finally kick it into gear. We heard Coach talk about how Buddy and Joe, they actually had COVID, so they couldn't play. Well, I assumed one of them had to, because everything's so hush all the time. And you're going through all these quarantines and this and that, and, you know. I mean, you had to assume right. One of them had it at some point, right? And, I mean, I know it's a big surprise to the media or whatever, but you know, it could take, you know, I had it. Okay. So let me just speak it from experience. You can get fatigued. I can't imagine being at practice. Like there's no way I could have done that. And even as young and healthy as they are coming out of it,
short breath, it's going to, sure.
Yeah, it's going to take them. It's going to take a while to condition yourself back. I don't think there's any question there. And it's something that I didn't even think about. I don't know. Did you think about it, Joe?
Well, we didn't know.
Yeah, I know. But I assume they had it, though. But I just never crossed my mind to think, well, maybe it's because of that, you know? So you heard Coach talk about it. And, you know, it is what it is. Top fan Mahir on Facebook. Edwards, yes. The zone was active. JG3 did what we know he can do. Going to take this win with some caution because Miami is undermanned. And this was a game Syracuse should win, I guess. But good all-around game. Hope Griffin bounces back. Really happy to see Jesse out there. He looked great. And the team seemed to look happy, too. Yeah, they were having fun. There was something I caught here. To his point about Joe, we know he can do it. Coach knows he can do it. We know he can do it. And like I've always said with him, I feel like it's a confidence thing. There was a couple games where he was bad shooting and he shot a lot, and then there was a couple of games where he's bad shooting and he didn't shoot much at all. And so maybe it's a confidence thing, maybe it's a rhythm thing. I don't know, but Mahir's right too, Joe. And then that's why I kind of prefaced the rest of the show with, you know, is this an anomaly because it's Miami? Are they really that bad? I mean, they just did beat Louisville. You know, maybe they had an extremely good game out of the blue. But, you know, it's a game we should have won. This was a quad three win. It's not anything to write home to mom about. But after losing as much as we have, it's good to have. But still, quad three win, you know. So,
yeah,
it did boost the resume a little, though. According to KenPom and the net. So there's that.
Yeah. We played a good game, man.
At Tony Staffieri on Twitter, true test will be if Boeheim allows to... Here we go. Here's a buy, sell, or hold. True test will be if Boeheim allows what everyone I saw tonight control his personal decisions moving forward. So buy, sell, or hold, Joe. Buy, sell, or hold.
Oh, boy.
Do we see, because it's not clear, I'm just going to make up my own out of this. Buy, sell, or hold, do we see, what did Jesse play? Jesse played 23 minutes. Will we see 15 to 20 minutes a game out of Jesse going forward? Did he show Coach enough? We all saw it.
I think it's going to come down to a couple different factors, obviously, if CDB comes back. And again, I think it has to do with some matchup situations as well. If we're playing against three guard teams, then there might not be a situation where he's going to get that many minutes. So who knows? It might have been fool's gold. Doljai gets a bunch of fouls. He comes in, plays great, but it's definitely going to give him a longer. I mean, Boeheim's got a little bit more respect for him, obviously, and a little bit more confidence to be able to put him in there. So for the short term, It's definitely a possibility, but for the long term, there's just a couple of variables that just, you know, if he stops playing good, CDB comes back, some of those things, I don't see him hitting those minutes consistently. But for short term, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe not 15, 20.
It kills me how. Just at the and I'm not trying to bag on any, I'm not trying to bag on Coach or anything, but it kills me how after the last press conference and the loss to Pitt, He's just like, no, they're not. He's not ready. No one's ready. No one's close to ready, right? So, and then
there's no answer.
There's no answer. And then we go ahead and we put Jesse in, and he's got six points and six rebounds. He plays great, and he plays some valuable minutes in a game that you know, we really needed. So I don't know what I'm not taking anything out of those pressers anymore. That's another thing I learned, you know.
No, you can't.
Yeah. At one, Kev Nash, one much needed win, absolutely. Two, love seeing JG3 move off the ball. I think everybody is on the same page there. He's so much better like that. And you know, we just gotta somehow figure out how that continues. Three, Q continues to ball out. Four, love seeing Edwards get some minutes, even though those minutes only came because Dolezal was in foul trouble. I'll take it. Five, go Orange. Yeah, I'll take it too, man. I'll take it too. It was, you know, very, very much needed, and just a situation that was a perfect storm for him coming in and being able to do that. So, yep. I love Kev. He's always got good comments on Twitter, and we appreciate his feedback. So, all right, that is it for that. Look, the Orange. As I mentioned, they will host the 11-2, 16th-ranked Hokies this Saturday at noon. The all-time series sits at 10-5 in favor of the Orange. Syracuse took the last meeting in January of last year, 71-69. Gerard, Boeheim, and Sidibe, Dolezal, and Hughes, your starting lineup. Buddy with 26 points and Mark with 11 rebounds. The Syracuse Orange and Virginia Tech Hokies played for the first time in 1976, with the Hokies winning the first two games of the series. Syracuse only played Virginia Tech three times when Virginia Tech was in the Big East, going 3-0, according to orangehoops.org. Joe, Virginia Tech, they're shooting 35% from three. They're shooting 46% from the field, and mediocre at best, 70% from the line. They sit 37th in KenPom rankings and 37th in the net, making this a quad one game at home. Joe, not a super tall team, but guard heavy, like really guard heavy as far as I can see. And they can shoot the rock and defense.
Yeah, that's kind of their MO, right? This is a far cry. I mean, he just 2 years away, right? Mike Young came in for old Buzz. You know, I thought Buzz was going to be there for a little bit longer, but he came in from Wofford and he brought in these the four guards you see as sophomores this year, between Naheem Aline, who was there last year as a freshman, who played Tyrese Radford. We know him, 6'2", can board. Hunter Couture and Jalen Cohn, who we all know as well, because he came in and drained like six threes against us the first time we played him last year, and they ended up beating us. So those four guards are all sophomores. They all got a bunch of playing time last year, and they can all kind of shoot the three, other than, I mean, Radford, it's not really his thing, but Radford and Aline, they start along with Beattie, who is a senior guard. And they also brought in Mike Young, again, the coach from Wofford. He brought a forward over from Wofford that had to sit out last year, and another forward from Delaware, guy from Delaware, Justin Mutz, 6'7", 230. And he can actually step out and shoot the three. And the forward that he brought from Wofford is Keeve Aluma, and he's 6'9", 235, and he leads the team in scoring and rebounding, I believe. So they're a little bit taller than they've been in the past, but their main thing, like you said, they're pretty good at shooting threes, and it's the defense as well. They also have a guy who I'm going to probably butcher his name, but David Negesson, which he's from the Netherlands. He's a 6'9", 205-pound freshman, and he's been getting the forward minutes off the bench. So that's kind of what you're looking at, is you're looking at the starting five of Aluma, Mutz, Aline, Radford, and Beattie, with Negesson, Couture, and Cohn coming off the bench. And a bunch of them shoot a bunch of threes, and they don't shoot as much as us, but
they're effective with their three-pointers.
Yeah, they are.
There's a couple guys. And we all remember what Beattie did, wasn't it? No, wait, who was it? It was
Jalen Cohn.
That's right, Jalen Cohn.
Yeah, so you look at a team who's ranked 16th, and they're 11-2. Their only losses are against Penn State and Louisville. They're on a three-game winning streak right now. They beat Notre Dame, Duke, and Wake Forest three games in a row. They were supposed to play Boston College tonight, but it got canceled or postponed, so to speak. But when you really look at it, look at the numbers, like you said, KenPom, they're 37th and KenPom, we're 46. And when I look at the preview in the ESPN, on the ESPN page actually has us as a 63.7 to the whatever, 36.3% for Virginia Tech. So, I don't know. I think it's one of those things where a lot of people, I think they had high hopes and expectations for us, and we just kind of haven't fulfilled them. But this is a team that we match up pretty good against, and as long as we just don't shoot ourselves in the foot, then I think we could be okay. But it's not going to be easy, obviously.
It would be a team that
full court presses is in your face.
That grimy defense that just wants you just want to go and strangle somebody. And we just have to use our length to our advantage. I think you're gonna see a lot of Kadari, I hope, I would think. And it's gonna be all about the defense. So
it's tough. This is a tough lineup.
It is a tough lineup, but
because Aluma is one of the better players. I mean, he came from, Ann Wofford, when Mike Young was there, they were just easily winning their conference and giving, I don't know if they won a game in the tournament. They might have, but they were giving teams fits in the tournament and easily winning their conference. So he's got the recruits. He's obviously a good coach, and it's tough because it's deceiving because of their size. He's talking about a 6'9 forward, 6'7 forward, plus guards. But Tyrese Radford last year, I don't know if you remember, as a 6'2 freshman, he led the team in rebounds. So he's one of those guys that he finds the ball. He's got a nose for the ball. And with Aluma and this other forward, Mutz, their rebounding has gotten better to go along with the three-point shooting and tough defense with the guard play. So as much as they look small on paper when you look at the numbers, but when they're out there, they play a lot bigger than what they are. So it's going to be interesting to see how Boeheim plays this.
Yeah, and, obviously you look at it on paper and it seems reasonable, but because of their rank, it's intimidating, I guess. And to see some of their wins, they also beat Villanova too. So,
Villanova, Clemson.
Yeah, and Clemson.
They beat Miami by two, but beating Duke. They've had some close ones. It's not like they've been blowing teams out, but
yeah,
they've been winning.
Yeah,
they've been staying healthy. They've been winning, and again, it's going to be tough. And hopefully, maybe we do go big. I would like to see that. See what they do. See how they match up between, who's their guard that's going to guard Dolezal or Guerrier if we go deep or big, right?
So yeah, it's going to be like Guerrier had his way last night or could have all night anyway. And
seemed like it, right?
Yeah, it seemed like it. It seemed like almost too easy for him. You commented on his footwork and everything and how well he just maneuvers around the rim and everywhere else. If he gets mismatched with someone, they just need to expose it.
He's got to be doing that before he steps out and just falls in love with the three for the game.
Yes. Well, no one needs to fall in love with the three either, by the way.
Right.
Let's just keep doing what we're doing. What we've been doing is hitting twos and just playing good defense. That's what we've been doing.
Well, and when you hit the twos good and you move the ball around and you're hitting a high percentage inside the arc, then that just opens up open threes.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of just let it play out. Don't force it. Just let it play out.
Let it play out and basically build up to it because, they can hit the three. And they'll be there. And there were some bad early shots. That's one thing that I can't stand. And to Coach's point and your point that you just made just now, you got to get the ball movement. And it's all, I think that's it. you know, use some of the clock. I mean, not everything has to be, unless it's a fast break, it doesn't have to be within the first 5 seconds of the shot clock.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I can understand a heat check every once in a while, right? But
sure. I mean, if you have it, not just for, you know, the hell of it, but yeah.
No, yeah, but I'm saying you've hit a bunch in a row, a couple in a row, and you're feeling it. Okay. I don't mind Joe coming down and shooting something 5 feet outside of 3-point line. If you just made two or three in a row, right?
Right, yeah. Well, that's another. We'll talk about that if it happens. Okay.
Thank you. I'm just saying.
I know. I agree with you. Thank you to everybody who participated in fan feedback, man. We really appreciate it. I had some good stuff this week or this game. Mm-hmm. And also, by the way, you want to throw the buy, sell, or holds in there, man. Go ahead. I would love to get more of those to come through. And I will be looking at those first if you want to send them. We appreciate it, man. I love all you guys.
We can use them against James, right?
Yeah, that's right. By the way, gotta get James back. Gotta get him back. I think he's itching to come back. So
heads up, by the way. Number 23, Syracuse Orange women play number one Louisville tomorrow.
Oh yeah, we talked about that last night, didn't we?
PM on ESPN2 if you're interested.
Yep, the Orange women on a tear right now, just taking it to them. Took it to Miami, took it to UNC, and hopefully take it to Louisville. So that would be excellent. All right, maybe we'll see you Saturday. We'll definitely see you Sunday. Thank you to Bet Online. Yeah. Thanks to all of you once again. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.